On FM.
On FM.
Online.
And
on your mobile.
This
is
Radio Borders
News.
I'm Andrew Muddy with a roundup of what's been happening in your area this week. Scottish Borders Council's cutting 130 jobs in the next financial year. It's looking to save £11 million in that period, but council bosses insist the latest budget compares well to the rest of Scotland. The local authorities insisting the vast majority of the losses will be voluntary. Our reporter John Callan's been speaking to council leader David Parker.
The council's finances are in robust health. The fact is that we have planned very carefully and actually through good planning and sound financial management will deliver a strong budget for the Scottish Borders.
And obviously there's been a lot of national focus on the budgets afforded to local authorities. How is the latest settlement going to impact the Borders?
Well, the latest settlement is challenging. Taking £350 million out of local government across Scotland is very unwelcome, and it does mean that some councils will face tough decisions and will have to do things that people won't like. But in the Scottish Borders, we're able to make sure that we don't have the worst of the frontline service cuts that others are facing.
Plans for the biggest wind farm the Borders has ever seen are facing growing opposition. Developers want to build 90 huge turbines at Wauchope and Newcastleton Forest. They previously told Radio Borders News the impact on residents has been considered, but Philip Kerr from South Dean Community Council is sceptical.
For Wauchope East, we have 6 kilometres of the border ridge is going to be dominated by 50 turbines. I hardly think that would appear at this stage to be an impact that is minimised.
There is a future for textiles in Hoyk, but the industry won't be able to support as many workers. That's a message from local MP Callum Kerr, who says 39 of those made redundant at crisis-hit Hoyk Knitwear have found new work. That still leaves over 80 unemployed, with the possibility of more job losses to come. It's been one of the most controversial buildings to open in Galles Shields for some time. Now the transport interchange has its first commercial tenant, 7 months after it opened. Brian Rutherford has the details.
Opinion was split when the £5.2 million building opened to coincide with the Borders Railway back in August, with many upset at the cost and the way it looked. There was also concern over the lack of takers for its office space. Now, though, an Edinburgh-based law firm is moving in. Debbie Patterson from Energise Galles Shields, a group which aims to attract more business to the town, explains why she thinks it took so long.
I think, like anything new, it has to have a sort of bedding in time to let everybody see that the railway was going to be the success that it was hoped to be.
Councillors and developers are now hoping that this lease will be the first of many.
Let's take a quick look at some of the stories making the news elsewhere this week. Wasn't the start Donald Trump wanted in the race to become the Republican candidate for the US presidency? Ted Cruz was selected above him by party members in Iowa. There have been mixed opinions on the deal struck by David Cameron on Britain's membership of the EU. Critics say it's not enough, but the PM's insisting it protects British interests and paves the way for an in-out referendum in just a few months' time. And Julian Assange should be allowed to walk free and be compensated for his deprivation of liberty, according to a UN legal panel. The WikiLeaks founder's been living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for 3 years after he was accused of rape in Sweden. Back here now, and it was goodbye Gertrude and hello Storm Henry on Monday. Once again, the region was battered by strong winds and heavy rain. But why exactly has the weather been so extreme recently? Natasha Reid's been investigating.
Those hoping for a let-up in the hazardous run of bad weather were left disappointed this week.
Already we've just received a yellow warning for later on in the week for rain. So whilst we get Storm Henry out the way, we'll be turning attention to flooding at the end of the week. You know, we don't know how problematic that may be at the moment. It's quite a long way off, but certainly the Met Office are concerned about it.
Persistent storms and regular flooding scares are leaving Borders residents exasperated. Forecaster Marco Petania from the Met Office is blaming unreasonable conditions.
We've got a very intense area of low pressure tracking by just to the northwest of Scotland. A very deep area of low pressure. The central pressure on the low pressure system could well get down to 932 millibars, which is very deep, even for this time of the year.
SEPA, meanwhile, says the already saturated ground is causing Borders areas to flood much more quickly than usual. Either way, the more weather warnings for rain, snow and ice heading into the weekend, it looks like we'll have to wait a little longer for some respite.
And the Big Six Nations kickoff is now just a day away, but Jed's Greg Laidlaw says Scotland must keep their feet on the ground.
There's a lot of excitement in the country, but at the same time and in the same breath, we can't take that responsibility onto the field with us when we play, because it'll weigh us down. We need to separate that and we need to simply focus on playing well.
The scrum half will lead the team out against England at 10-5 tomorrow. Scotland haven't won the Calcutta Cup since 2008. There's much more local news at radioborders.com, and you can also follow us on Twitter. We're @yourbordersnews.